Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit spends Holy Thursday in Taos. Giovanni the Hermit said a muffled prayer for the repose of the soul of Governor Bent, and he meekly patted Serin Saint-Vrain on the shoulder. He turned slowly on his heel, and he headed up the three steps that led into the Church of Our Lady of Guadalupe. He was somewhat taken aback to see just how somber it was inside. The Via Crucis, or Stations of the Cross, were covered with purplish cloth, as were the statues and the crucifixes that were displayed in sundry areas of the church. The sanctuary was lighted by a triangular candlestand called a tenebrarium, bearing 16 candles. The hermit suddenly remembered that during his first days here in Taos, he had been so absorbed by this new environment to the point where he had forgotten that the holy season of Lent was upon him. Everything within the sanctuary of the church and beyond spoke of this to him now. The women who had been trickling into the church were all dressed in basic deacon black dresses, and they hid most of their countenances within the wraps of their black knitted shawls called tapalos locally. The men yielded the front seats close to the altar to the women and children, and they themselves stood closer to the entryway, holding their hats respectfully by their knees. Giovanni was a little surprised to realize that the people had been waiting inside the church building for a long time, and there was of yet not any indication of the priest. The hermit had been hoping that the officiating priest would be Padre Martinez himself. As he waited patiently, the hermit began to hear the distant intonation of an eerie melody. As it came closer, it almost sounded like something out of the Middle East or Arabic. It was accompanied by the wail of a whistle and the grind of groggers. Noticing his puzzled look, an elderly gentleman leaned over to Giovanni and whispered, "It is the singing of an alabado." "What is an alabado?" Giovanni fired back at him quickly. "It is a song of praise," whispered the man back. "It is sometimes called a saeta or an arrow song because of the piercing quality of its melody and the sharpness of its lyrics. This strange hymn is talking about the sufferings of the Christ during his Holy Week and about the sorrows of his mother Mary, who must bear witness to such a painful spectacle." "Who is doing the singing?" asked the hermit, overtaken by curiosity now more than ever. "It is a song of the Brothers of Light and the Brothers of Blood. They are called Los Hermanos Penitentes by the local populace." There was something in what the man was saying that sparked a distant memory in the mind of the hermit. He thought back to his native Italy, where a society of men, very much like the ones that were being described to him now, used to reenact the Passion of Christ as they dragged huge crosses down the streets of his village. Their feet were bound with shackles and chains, while others lighted the way with large tapers. On their heads they had worn hoods of different colors, representing their various orders. The locals in Italy used to call them gli incappucciati, or the hooded ones. The hermit was suddenly seized with a longing to return to the simpler times of his youth. Giovanni turned to face the rear of the church as the singing men began to trickle inside the structure. They were masked like the pious men of his own village. Instead of hoods, though, they merely wore black cloth coverings that fell over their bare chests and tortured backs. They wore cream-colored leggings, and their feet were bare. They all looked identical. No one could guess just whom they might be. As they processed inside, the women wept silently. The man leaned over to Giovanni again and whispered, this time from behind the fingers of his upraised hand, "People say that they are the most influential men in the town. They are a secret society that was first invited to perform their mystic rituals in public over at Santa Cruz de la Cañada by Padre Martinez himself." He stopped speaking abruptly as the priest walked in for the Holy Thursday service. From behind slightly clenched teeth, the man whispered again, "That's not Padre Martinez. That is Padre Vergara." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres.